KRVS.org. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good morning. Time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Next Thursday evening, July 17th at Vermilionville's Performance Center, Tommy Malone, well-known New Orleans guitarist, longtime member of the Subdudes, and of course his own solo work as well. Last year he put out Natural Born Days, a fine new release. We're going to hear from Tommy Malone. Again, he will be performing next Thursday at Vermilionville's Performance Center along with Caleb Elliott. And I'm sure if you Google Tommy Malone in Vermilionville, you'll come up with a way to get advance tickets. We're going to start the program with another new track from John Hiatt. His upcoming release on New West Records is called Terms of My Surrender. John Hiatt sings about the face of God as we kick off this caravan.
Are you rolling?
Tell me how much more suffering before you see the face of God. Tell me how much more suffering before you see the face of God. All my eyes are blind from crying. Don't know how many more tears I've got. They say God is the devil until you look him in the eye. They say God is the devil until you look him in the eye. Well, I can barely lift my head up. Sometimes I don't even wanna try. I've been looking for love, baby, looking high and low. Can anybody tell me where did our love go? Well, how much suffering before you see the eyes of God? Cause I'm busted down to nothing. God, it's a long dark road I'm on. I just didn't show up yesterday. Like the rain come down from a cloud. I just didn't show up yesterday. Like the rain come down from a cloud. I was drawing blood from the enemy long before my neighbors got proud. They got a great big fancy car. They like to cut their grass just so. I got a great big fancy car. They like to cut their grass just so. They do a cartwheel on the front lawn. I'm still coming to the kitchen door. Show me what you got.
makes a home out of a house? What makes the world turn round and holds our feet down to the ground? God knows. Just ain't talking. What makes the rain fall on down so doggone hard that people drown? And hummingbirds float in the sky so pretty it can make you cry. God knows this thing talking. So hit the road with head held high and look for signs up in the sky. To all of the questions posed, will answers then be given? Though, would you prefer a different path? It's hard to say, you do the math. Control, but may request that your mortal soul be blessed. God knows, just ain't talking.
New music by Tommy Malone here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. It's called God Knows, Just Ain't Talking, from Natural Born Days, his most recent release. And as mentioned earlier, Tommy's going to be making his way next week. Oh, another 8 days here at the Vermilionville Performance Center, a Thursday night, kicking off at 7:30 p.m. Caleb Elliott will be kicking off the show. And that should be one fine performance. Speaking of Vermilionville, the following Thursday, Shelby Lynn is coming into Vermilionville's Performance Center, thanks to Frank and Tony Productions. So some great shows coming up at Vermilionville's Performance Center. Check them out if you are interested, and contact them for information on tickets for these performances. We began the program with John Hiatt with Face of God. That's a tune from his new, actually, I think it isn't out quite yet. It's on New West Records. His new release will be called Terms of My Surrender. You're listening to The Caravan on KRVS, 11 minutes past the hour, 87 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette, that typical 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Watch out for the lightning. Yesterday was just pretty intense. Again, that will be happening, could very well be happening this afternoon around the area. Again, it's 87 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette under partly cloudy skies. This coming Monday, next Monday, the Kane Fire Film Series presents the new film written and directed by John S. Bayard. It's called Filth, and it's based on the acclaimed novel by Irvine Welsh, the guy who is responsible for Trainspotting. So, again, a warning for those who are thinking of maybe bringing the children along. This may not be appropriate for them, but it will be screening next Monday evening, James Munkus Theater, 7:30 p.m., Kane Fire Film Series. It stars James McAvoy, Jamie Bell, Imogene Poots, and it should be a quite an entertaining, funny, and wild film, Filth, again, at the Kane Fire Film Series. I'll give away a pair of tickets to the third caller here at Studio Line at 482-6991. We're going to get into music. We're going to hear some classic New Orleans sounds right here from Little Sonny Jones, not to be confused with Little Sonny or Little Sonny Warner. This is Little Sonny Jones with something called Going Back to the Country.
Well, I'm going back to the country, going back where I belong. Well, I'm going back to the country, going back where I belong. Cause you see the boat live too fast, and I can't make this town my home. I've been living fast life, don't want to do that no more. I've been living fast life, don't want to do that no more. The way I have been living, I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Get my rest and die. Yes, there's people in the country, I get my rest and night. No more drinking wine and balling, don't have to fuss and fight. Well, I'm going back to the country, going back where I belong. Well, I'm going back to the country, going back where I belong. Cause you city folk live too fast, and I can't make this town my home.
You may go to college, may go to school, you may get religion, baby, don't you be nobody's fool. Now, baby, come, come back, baby. come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Well, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me and little girl so we can play some house. Now, baby, come, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Things you used to say to me. why did you break my heart?
Great Louisiana music for the most part. Well, you know, at least half of it. This set, we heard Earl King there with Those Lonely, Lonely Nights. Before that, the legendary Little Richard with his revolutionary Long Tall Sally. From 1954, Arthur Gunter with the tune that, of course, inspired Elvis, Baby Let's Play House. And Little Sonny Jones, another fine New Orleans talent, doing Going Back to the Country here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. Reminder that the original play Cajun Face is coming back for three performances at the Duchamp Opera House in St. Martinville over the Day of the Acadians weekend. It will be presented again at the Duchamp Opera House. For more information or to ask about tickets, you can check out www.evangelinplayers.org. That's evangelinplayers.org. And you can purchase tickets to these performances of Cajun Face. Again, August 15th, 16th, 7:30 p.m., and again on August 17th at 2 p.m. Next up on the caravan, we're going to listen to some 1960 sounds by Ornette Coleman from his A revolutionary Change of the Century album on Atlantic Records. But let's begin with this one. This is Willis Jackson, a track called Pool Shark. Thank you. cool jazz for a hot midsummer day here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Classic Ornette Coleman, the influential saxophonist, a recording done in October of 1959, released on the Atlantic label in June of 1960. Change of the Century, featuring, of course, Ornette Coleman, alto sax, Don Cherry, pocket trumpet, Charlie Hayton, bass, Billy Higgins, drums. The track we heard was Ramblin'. And before that, saxophonist Willis Jackson with Pool Shark. Thanks to Bill Battison from Lake Charles for providing me with that track. And you're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS coming up at 12 noon today. We're heading, it's Wednesday. It's time for a big He Been Helping a Dirty Rice. I think it's Bill Boland's turn to serve up the dish today. And at 1 o'clock is Courtney Petrie taking us down the Bluegrass Highway. Got music by James Carter. Speaking of another track I was turned on to by our good Lake Charles buddy Bill Battiston, we'll slap some classic James Carter in just a couple of minutes. But first up, let's go back to 1967. This had us kids. I was around 14, 15 years old at the time. We were all snapping our fingers that summer, 67, to Bobby Gentry.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day? I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. Now mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
That's the Revelers. Chris Miller doing some fine tenor sax work, leading that tune called Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. It's on their brand new The Revelers Play the Swamp Pop Classics, Volume 1. Before that, James Carter with Heavy Artillery, and Bobby Gentry with the Ode to Billy Joe, with a little finger snap in music here on the Medicine Ball Caravan on KRVS. We've got some classic Jimmy C. Newman on the stack, as well as fiddler Sandy Austin from around the Lake Charles area, recorded in the 1950s. But let's start off with this original tearjerker from the new Yvette Landry, a Richard Como album, Me and Tico's Country. This is Yvette Landry recalling those memories of Clelia.
On one hand there's a Bible, the other beer. The Bible is dusty, I ain't touched it in years. And a pistol with one shot,
thank you. preacher came to me. No thing with color splendor could compare. You were nestled in my arms, a baby on the floor.
That is got to be the loosest record I've ever heard. One of the loosest. It's the atmosphere is so loose it literally just radiates off the record and affects the listener. Fiddler Sandy Austin, recorded in the early 50s, probably around Lake Charles for the Corey Records label. It's included in a fine compilation from our Hooli Records called Cajun Honky Tonk, the Corey Recordings, Volume 2. Before that, the late great man from Mamou, Jimmy C. Newman, with a big, nice early hit of his, Daydreamin'. Man, those vocals felt so heartfelt. Yvette Landry kicking off the set with another tearjerker and a fine original. It's called Memories of Clelia. I think probably the finest thing she may have ever written and recorded. It's called, from her new album, Me and Tico's Country. here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios, located in the heart of the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. Come on back. We'll do this thing again tomorrow.